Zok da helga mishna weiter im sechtes chala perik aleph mishna tes. Chala va truma, both chala and truma, should a zar, should a non-kayan. Eat them, bemezid. Chayavan alein misa, he would be mechuyav misa b'day shemayim. Bezin would not give a misa, but he's chayav misa b'day shemayim. V'chaymish, if he eats it b'shagig, by mistake, he would have to pay an extra fifth, the keren, the amount that he ate, that he has to pay to the owner of the truma or the challah. The chaymish he can give to any kayan that he wants to. The Batanura points out, challah is referred to as truma, challah is a kind of truma, and by truma it says, umesu boi ki chalu, that if somebody eats truma b'mezid, he's chayav misa b'day shemayim. The asurim azar, and it's asur for non-kayhanim. So I don't understand. Of course it's asur for non-kayhanim. You just told me that b'mezid, he's chayiv misa, if he's a non-kayhan, then it's challah or truma. And Meshuggah has to pay an extra chaymish. Now you're telling me that it's asur lazarim? Don't I know that already? Zakta batanura, that according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shir is asur midiraisa, in other words, to be chayiv misa b'day shemayim b'shagig, he would have to eat a kazayas. What if he ate only half a kazayas? Or even a drop less than a kazayas? According to Rabbi Yochanan, although he's not punished min ha-tayra, with the punishment the Torah says, but it's still asur min ha-tayra. So it could be that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, says the Batanura. When the Mishnah says over here, v'surim lizarim, the Mishnah means to say that even if he did not eat a shir, so there's no misa, if he ate less than a kazayas b'mezit. And there's no chaymish if he ate less than a kazayis b'shaygeg, but there is an issa d'araisa. Vaitra says the Mishnah v'hein nichse kayin. Both chala and truma are considered nechasim of the kayin. In other words, the kayin can sell it, the kayin can purchase avodim or karkois, behemet tamei with it. Vaitra zakt the Mishnah v'oilin be'echad umeya. So as we have learned many times in previous mesechtes, particularly in mesechtes trumais, normally when something is aser, falls in with something that is mutter. If you have 60 times the amount of heter against the iser becomes batel in the heter. But when it comes to challah or truma, the Rabbanan said that if challah and truma of the same type gets mixed together with regular chulin, in order for a zar, a non-kayan, to be able to eat from this mixture, you would have to have 100 more chul. In other words, you'd have to have a total 101. So if one piece of chal or truma fell in, you would have to have 100 pieces of chulin, same kind, to be mevatlin. That's what the Mishnah means, 100 of the chulin, and one is the chal or the truma, a total of 101. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Utaunin rechitzas yedayim. If you want to touch challah or truma, you have to wash your hands first. Stam yadayim, pasels, truma, and challah. Because again, challah is called truma. Vaitra says the Mishnah, v'harev, shemesh, a talmidic person that tayvah himself cannot eat truma until the sun sets. That's learned from the pasuk, yivah ha-shemesh v'toher, v'achar yoichel min ha-kadashim. Kadashim referred to here in the pasuk is referring to truma as well as challah. So the pasuk is teaching us that the tamei does not become completely tahar to be able to eat truma even after he tovels himself in the mikvah. He has to wait for bias shemesh, for the sun to come down. In other words, for tseisa kechavim. Where was the first time we learned this? First Mishnah, Masechtas Brachas. Me'emesai karin eshema. And when do we say shema? When can you start saying shema at night? Shasha kehanim nechnasin lechol betrumasan. From the time that the kayhanim can eat their truma. In other words, they already tivel themselves during the day, and you have harav shemesh, and it's already night. Vaiter zakt the Mishnah. The list continues of what chala and truma has in common. Ve'enan nitalin min ha-tahar ala tamei. I cannot take a torah, take a piece of dough, and say this is chala for tamei dough. Or the other way around. Or tahar to be truma for something that is tamei. Ela min hamukav. The girsa of the Batanura is not Ella, rather the Ein Neitlin, Ella min Hamukav. They can only be taken from something that is close by. In other words, if you're taking challah and saying, this is the challah for this dough, or you're taking peiris and you're saying, this is the truma for the rest of these peiris, they have to be near each other. And that's the reason, by the way, for the din that Ve'ein Nitalim in Atar al-Tameh, that you can't take it from something that is tar for something that is tameh. Because if you're going to take, let's say, piece of dough and say, this is challah. For dough that is tameh, you're going to be careful to keep them separate. You're not going to want the challah to become tameh. And it won't be min hamukaf, near each other. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, this is the last of the things that challah and truma have in common. Min hadavar hagamur. You can only take them something that is finished. In other words, the dough has to already be made before your mafresh challah. In the case of truma, you have to finish working with the truma. That already depends on what type of peiros. Like we have learned many times, when it comes to tefuah or grain, when is it called nigmra malachtai b'shas miruach? When it's smoothed into a pile. So the Mishnah finished the list of what challah and truma has in common. But there's one more halacha in the Mishnah and in our peirik. Ha'imir, if someone says, kol garni truma, all the grain over here on the threshing floor, here where I have my pile of truma, it's all truma. Or he says, v'chali sasi challah, my entire dough is challah, le'yar maklum. So you said nothing. It won't be challah or truma, atsha yishayir mixas, unless you leave over something. In other words, this is truma, and memela, the rest is not truma. This is challah, and the rest is not challah. But there has to be a rest. Because by challah and truma, it says reishis. Reishis means there's something left after the reishis. It's what's called shireya nikarim. There has to be something left over, which is recognizable. So really, you can take as big as a piece of challah as you want, or as much truma as you want, provided that you leave over something which is challah. Perhaps you remember from Masechtas Trumas, Perik Dalad Mishnah, we had a Machloikas Tanoim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't separate Truma if it's more than a tenth of the Peiros. According to Rabbi Yishmael, up until half. According to Rabbi Taf and Rabbi Akiva, you can do almost everything, but not everything, as long as you leave a little bit of Chulin. Our Mishnah goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva. So basically, we learned in our Mishnah that Chal is also called Truma, and therefore it has basically the same dinim as truma. Both are asif azarim. Azar that eats a kezayis of either challah or truma. By the way, or if he eats a combined kezayis between challah and truma, it would be the same thing. B'mezid is chayav misa b'day shemayim. If he's warned, he had a sra, then he'd be chayav malchus. A non-kayim that eats either challah or truma b'shagig has to pay a keren and a chaymish. We said a keren to the bayil and a chaymish to whom, whichever kayim he would like. Mishnah told us both are called nichse kayin. The kayin could use it. He can be mekadesh and isha with it. He can purchase avodim, karkois, behemet tameya. Someone has a claim that the kayin owes him money. That person can take this for his chayiv. But you can't do business with it, the Rambam says. If it gets mixed up with chulin, you would have to have 100 times the amount, a total of 101, for a zar to be able to eat from the mixture. If you eat challah or truma, you have to wash your hands. If you touch it before you wash your hands, you passel it. Also, in regard to both truma and challah, kehanim tameim that toivel themselves cannot eat from it until the sun sets. That means they have to see three stars after shkia sachama. Both in regard to challah and truma, you cannot take it min atara ala tameh, and you cannot take it from one on another unless they're close to each other. And you can't separate challah or truma until the malacha is finished. By challah until it's dough, and by truma depends what it is. So for example, by grain until you smooth out the pile. If somebody says, all of my peiros is truma, I want everything to be truma, or I want the entire dough to be challah, he has said nothing. There has to be some chulin that is left over.